Welcome to the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you on this February 2nd. Happy Groundhog's Day to everyone. And haven't heard yet, Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow today, which the myth goes means six more weeks of winter.
Which I'm not too excited about. I'm kind of tired of the cold already.
Yeah, it's kind of that point of the year right now where you feel like winter's like almost over, but you still got the whole month of February.
Absolutely. And sometimes
it lasts all the way to March.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be lasting a while, and Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog, says it's going to be lasting at least six more weeks. But I've got something on here for the Did You Know Show. Did you know that Phil, the groundhog, is accurate less than half of the time?
Less, not even 50%.
Yeah, so by some estimates, there's some data that is missing in the early years. It started back in the late 1800s, around 1887. But they say that he has around a 39% accuracy rate, which kind of is funny because then in theory, him seeing his shadow should mean that it's the opposite,
right? The opposite,
right. But he did have an exactly 50% rate between 2011 and 2020. So the last 10 years or so, he's been 50-50, which I guess is slightly better. But so who knows whether or not him seeing his shadow today really means more winter or not. But
I mean, I guess it's better to base it off of a groundhog instead of just going outside and flipping a corn, I guess.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it at least gives you something fun to do. And I know I think Punxsutawney is the place where it happens in Pennsylvania, and it's a pretty big event there. So, yeah, and then I've got one more here before I throw it back to you just because it's on today's date. So February 2nd, 3 years ago today, the Kansas City Chiefs won their first Super Bowl in 50 years.
Oh.
That's Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs took down the 49ers 31-20 back on February 2nd of 2020. And, of course, they could make it 2 in 3 years if they win it this year. Or 2 in 4 years.
You'll see what happens. It'll be a fun game to watch.
Should be fun.
High-powered offenses.
Yeah.
So I got one kind of based off some music. Did you know that the song Walk This Way by Aerosmith was originally kind of originated from the movie Frankenstein?
Oh, I did not know that.
So the movie Frankenstein back in 1975, what kind of quick version of how this happened, because I'm actually going to go over another song as well, is they were doing a sound check one day and Aerosmith was just messing around and they managed to come up with that iconic guitar riff and the drum pattern for Walk This Way. Well, they liked it so much that they obviously wanted to put some lyrics down to it, but they're really struggling with these lyrics. Well, Mel Brooks had just watched the Frankenstein movie, and so he walked in and he was I haven't seen the 1975 version of it, so I'm not even going to try and imitate Igor saying it, but he was imitating the way Igor was saying, walk this way. Mm. And the producer was like, hold on now, that would be a great title.
Yeah.
And so then they just decided they came up with Walk This Way. I imagine the way that the song kind of says it is probably about how Igor says it. I haven't seen the movie, but
yeah,
I guess if you're out there and you hear the song and you've seen the movie, kind of relate that. That's how Walk This Way was born. Thus, they wrote that song. So here's a second one. This one's kind of cool as well. The song Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. It was originally written about vampires.
Really?
So the song's original name was Vampires in Love. At that time, he was working on a musical, and that was a song that was going to be in the musical. So the next time you hear that song, you got to think about, you know, it talks about darkness and the power of darkness and love's place in the darkness. So when you listen to it again, just kind of think about vampires and vampires in love, and it kind of will ring a little bell in your head.
Yeah, there you go. It gives a completely different lens to both of those songs. I definitely never knew that. That's crazy. There you have it. All righty. Well, that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. Learned something new today. And again, 2:45 p.m. every weekday. Right here on KCHI, you learn something new.